Item two includes the following development applications: the Osborne Village Neighborhood Plan under file SPA 2 of 2008.
Can we have a break for 2 minutes?
And the conditional use.
This will be only 5 minutes.
And the conditional use for 525 Virtue Avenue.
Excuse me. Harvey's walking out of the room.
We could do this part without
Let's just have a game without him.
DCU 154590 of 2008.
Correct. We're on point.
So Councillor Orlico will be in the chair.
Sure, how exciting. My first meeting, I'm chair.
I have one, two, three people in support and one for information.
Okay.
So we have...
You're the applicant, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For the zoning agreement amendment, the director is the... So Michael is actually the applicant now. So if you have,
I think we're all comfortable with it.
Yeah.
I mean, unless there's any concerns that come from the public. Briefly, this is just a moderate change to deal with some existing situations that are present in the community, and it won't sort of extend into any other ones. So it's simply dealing with an existing situation.
That sounds good.
Well, Don doesn't seem to want to, but there is someone here for information. Just a few
seconds.
Alan Neufeld is here as the applicant for the conditional use that
he has
accompanied with this. So if you'd like to speak.
Yeah, we should probably just give us a really quick
comment. Yeah, the information for sure.
Sure. I'm just going to maybe paraphrase the report a bit. A property owner recently approached the city about converting their 4-unit single room occupancy, which is a rooming house. 525 Orchard into a 3-unit multiple family dwelling. However, in light of the secondary plan for the area, the Osborne Village Neighborhood Plan, that was not possible without an amendment to the plan. While the department does not support permitting multiple family dwellings in the area as a conditional use in all circumstances, we believe when somebody is looking at phasing out an existing rooming house, that it is appropriate, provided that the density that's being created is equal to or less than
Just excuse me, Harvey. We were just gonna go ahead and do the hearing. We have quorum without you, so.
Oh, so you started without me.
Yeah.
Well, you
weren't.
So you chose to leave. So you're actually not on this panel anymore. You're fired.
Okay.
You can listen.
You're back here.
I've always wanted to do that. Sorry.
There's only 5 properties in the village that this would apply to, and 2 of them are 4-4 dwelling rooming houses, and 3 are 3 dwelling rooming houses. The most we would see here is 2 fourplexes and 3 duplexes, and it would allow for the phasing of the rooming houses, which is one of the objectives of the Osborne Village.
Sounds good. Okay.
Thank you,
Michael.
Alan Neufeld, Douglas.
Goodbye.
And Leona Weisman, if you'd like to say anything.
Support or do you want?
Sure. Yeah. I'll speak Alan Neufeld.
Okay.
I'm Alan Neufeld. For the conditional use on this property. We bought the property together, myself and my wife and my sister and brother-in-law, proposing to provide a place for our children to live as they're attending university. And our intent was to have an investment property that would also give our children a place to live. And the village was a natural for, you know, location. The hub of the commuting, the bus hub, and so forth, and it's an attractive place for young people to be these days. And I can really people from all ages, but it seems like a great neighborhood, and we're happy to be a part of it. But I guess in deciding whether or not to just splash a little paint on it and maybe change a few carpets, we made a closer assessment of what this property could be, not only to us but also to the neighborhood, and our feeling was very much that we could probably provide a more first of all, I guess a less intensive occupancy by reducing to a triplex to 3 separate units, main floor, second floor, and third floor. And so we're to expand third floor to create a suite that would then have its own kitchen. washroom and the second floor then would become a two-bedroom to study suite all on its own, also again with a new kitchen and bathroom. And the project has grown and grown, and it, as this project sometimes do. Safety to the occupants has been paramount for us too. Our daughters live there, and really, I mean, anybody. As we entered into some of the renovations, we noticed wiring issues, and what's happening is we're ending up rewiring the entire house. We're replumbing it, and new insulation, upgraded insulation in the walls because we're there, and it's
warmer there.
And so in doing so, this also reduces the carbon footprint of the home, because we will be using less energy. We're replacing the windows. And all of our renovations are in keeping with the character of the home, which was built in 1905, as we understand. And we're trying not to deviate too much from what was there, and actually maybe even recapturing some of what was there, so that it's the flavor of the neighborhood, and we appreciate that sort of thing. So our request is, maybe it is somewhat selfish too, it's what we want for our property, but we believe it's also better for, it's going to be a better facility for our community. So
thank you very much, and thank you for your efforts.
Is there anyone else in support that would like to speak? Team Miller?
I'm just
here to for information. Okay, the applicant then now can rebut anything.
Do you have anything else to add, Michael?
Nothing else to add.
Okay, thank you.
So moved.